Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pony Development Sync for October 18th, 2022. I'm your host today, Sean Allen. It's been a while since I've been at any of these because of work stuff that's come up. But although today was supposed to be a busy work day, a thing came up where what I was supposed to be working on this afternoon, not so much anymore. So I'm going to take a little break, do this, then go back to my regular day job. In the meantime, we have a couple folks with us today who are joining in. Red, please introduce yourself to folks.
Hi, I'm Red.
Awesome. And Gordon, so the folks out there in listening land can recognize your voice and tie it to a name.
Hi, I'm Gordon.
Awesome. All right, so hopefully everybody will be able to follow along with that. We have a few things on our agenda today. We have a light group. We'll see how much of this we can get through. We're going to start with PR 4196 in the PonyC repo. We can certainly at least have a little conversation around this because Gordon opened it and Gordon is here. I believe this was opened in response to something I had asked a question about. So yes, Gordon, this PR is for building PonyC using a Clang that we build ourselves. We already vendor in LLVM and it has Clang, et cetera, with it, so we could use that Clang to build stuff, making it easier for us to keep up with changes, where we don't have to track every compiler on Earth for the PonyC code base and its dependencies, which would be nice. Gordon, did you see the where it got to with the failures on some systems?
Yeah, I didn't notice Joe's comment, so I haven't looked at it
Yes.
since
Well,
then.
that would be where it seems like when Joe and I talked about this, it was like, yeah, like 11 days ago. There apparently is some stuff that I wasn't aware of that needs to be done in order to make this work. He pointed to the stuff. And also, I realized when talking to him, we don't actually have to do anything related to linking for just this, Gordon, right? Because it's exactly the same as what we're doing currently with our pre-builts, where it's you're going to need to have Clang installed, or you have to set your CC and CXX environment variables 2.2a compiler with a different name or location. So on the linking front and the shipping stuff front, we wouldn't have to do anything. Although this would be a nice stepping stone towards eventually using an embedded LLD as well.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. I'll take a look at those build failures.
They are funky. It took a little bit to figure stuff out, but Joe is pretty sure that it was probably the building and distribution LLVM enable runtimes stuff, which looked pretty straightforward. But we shall see. Oh, and I was going to do a PR to not build Google benchmarks on every platform. Related to this, Gordon, it was a conversation Joe and I had. I was going to open the PR for it and we could discuss from where there, but I'll discuss it now. Joe and I discussed and we said the benchmarks are great, right, for the runtime. If you make changes to the runtime to be able to do that, those benchmarks for the low level stuff, in addition to benchmarks that we can perform with, like, the U-Bench or whatever. But we rarely use them, but they cause us a lot of trouble with the build system. So what we were thinking was when we run into issues where we can't build, like FreeBSD can't use the latest Google benchmarks or Windows, the latest Google benchmarks, that we would comment out the building of the benchmarks in the CMake. We would wrap it in basically, if not this platform, then go ahead and do the build, right? And so that we keep the benchmarks around on platforms where we can use them. We can still use them, and they can be valuable if we need them on those platforms. And if somebody needs to specifically get it working on a platform where version X doesn't work, then they can like backport the benchmarks to work on that specific platform. Or, you know, eventually it always happens that maybe version X doesn't work on platform Y, but version X1 works on platform Y, where eventually the bugs are fixed. So we thought we'd move forward with that as a plan. Does that sound reasonable to you?
I don't think there's any reason to have them on every platform.
Yeah, I mean, well, we never know what platform you may or may not need them on, right? But we spend an inordinate amount of time compared to the value that we're getting from the benchmarks on a day-to-day basis on keeping them working on all platforms, when really probably for most benchmarks, if they work on any one of the platforms, it'll be good for what we need them for the rare occasions that we actually use them. And I don't think anybody's run them for a couple years, but we don't want to have, you know, bit rot or whatever. So we'll keep them up to date like that. So yes, okay, that one. I'm going to take the build with discuss during sync off of this one. And there we go. Let's see. Next up, we have attempt to fix 4153, which is PR 4191. So that's a very unhelpful message on it. I don't know what 4153 is, except for an issue. 4153 is potential seg fault. Okay. So let's cite that. I'm going to change the title on this to at least have something meaningful. Attempt to fix potential compiler seg fault in lookup C is at least a better name for that. This had discussed during sync added a while ago. I'm going to set this as a draft PR. It looks like, this is far from ready at this point, as there's tons of commits that are still failing, right? Yeah, lots of failing checks. This should definitely be a draft. I'm going to convert it to a draft. Okay, not getting my pop-up, dormant on the site. Okay, I have a dog handing me a toy that I have to throw now. All right, toy thrown. So yeah, for this one, it looks like, please let us know when this is ready for review. All right. So yeah, nothing really to do on that one. I will untag it from discuss with sync, discuss during sync, and we will move on. Okay. We have 4190, PR 4190 in PRC, reorder fields to reduce size of ACO event T to 40 bytes. Failed on Windows, but it looks like a timeout. Yeah, timed out. Let's rerun those failed checks. I don't see how this is reducing it to 40 bytes. Let's see. Okay, 48 to 40 gigabytes on Linux FreeBSD. The noisy field was taking up 3 bytes due to alignment of the following 64-bit. That's you could undo the other two flags, read or writable, fit in the assignment hole, and no longer. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. It still lives at offset 32. Oh, that's nice. Anybody there? Gordon, hello.
Yeah, I'm here. I heard something unintelligible, so maybe that was red.
That was probably me, I
Sean.
guess. I've been talking this time. Are you saying I was unintelligible the entire time, Red?
Yes, you are unintelligible.
Since when? And can you guys tell me when I'm unintelligible, please?
Sure. I hesitate to do that because, as you know, my internet has been iffy the last couple of days. So I'm always been assuming it's me. But I can do that.
So, how far back do I need to go? Okay, I'll just start over from the beginning. Can you hear me? Hello.
Yeah, I
Yes.
can hear you.
Okay. Did you hear me when I asked how far back I should go?
Yes.
Okay, how far back should I go?
I'm not entirely sure. I've lost context, but it wasn't more than like 15
I'm
minutes.
go I'm going to start the entire issue over if nobody can tell me. All right.
Okay.
So we have PR 4190, reorder fields to reduce size of ACO event T. This is from, I believe his first name is Michael, right? Let me also the name. Yep, Michael Newman. Basically, it does a reordering of the fields in the ACO event T so that readable and writable come before the n seconds value, which yeah, which because of padding should reduce the size of the object from 48 bytes to 45 bytes in the offset of n seconds the same. This looks good to me. Gordon, do you see a problem with it? Or does it look good to you?
Yeah, it seems fine to me.
For the record, you garbled through that, but I still understood what you were saying.
So what you're saying is that basically it's useless and maybe we should end because we're recording stuff and you can't hear me. And so what's the point of doing this collectively if you can't hear me? Is that what I'm understanding?
No, I don't think so. I think we should continue. You just
But
asked
you
me to
can't.
ask me to let you know when you got garbled.
Well, this is awesome. I literally cannot approve this PR. It's the UI is not letting me. It is literally cut off the bottom of the screen. This is ridiculous. Oh my God. There we go. Oh my God, thank you. Thank you, browser. Okay, I'm not going to merge this yet though, because I would like Joe to have a look just in case there's something I'm overlooking somewhere. So I'm going to put Joe as requested, but come next week. By next week. Joe hasn't reviewed and merged, then we can merge this. All right. Da, da, da. Okay. All right. Let's remove that one. Let's see. Update Google benchmarks to 1.7.0. This is fun. This is the one where the Windows fails, right? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to, based on our earlier conversation, Gordon, I'm going to close 4187, the one to update Google benchmarks to 1.7.0. All right.
Yeah, sounds good.
Actually, I'm not going to close it. We'll turn off the things that don't work. All right. And then we have so update. So and that okay, 4185 is update to FreeBSD 13.1. So this doesn't work because Google Benchmarks 1.7.0 doesn't work on Windows, right? Yes. So this one we want to change. I'm going to change this one. Okay. So I'm closing. I'm going to close 4187. Okay. Right. And then 4185. Need to update to not build Google Bench on Windows right now as it doesn't work. Then this is good for review. Okay. So commenting on that, 4185. All right. We'll have the update to FreeBSD 13.1. I will assign myself this to remember. It's my own PR. All right. And 4183, fix build by using recent Google benchmarks test. Okay, this is the one where this originally came from. And so it's closing this in favor of the PR that updates to FreeBSD. Okay. All right, close that one. Issues. Issues. Shall we move on to issues? Yeah. How about 4195? This is the Pony 51.3 fails to build with Clang 15.0.1. This is the one that started the vendoring, right? So I'll update the comment on this one, Gordon, to say we are looking into using a vendored Clang build Pony C to avoid issues like this in future as we feel like we are playing whack-a-mole with compiler support. All right. Okay. This has been discussed. No more needs discussion on those. All right. 4194 is a release issue, and no need to that doesn't need to discuss during sync, so I took that off. 4193. Segfault in Cycle Checker. This was opened by Derek 29 days ago, where he has an error that looks like it might be from that. I know he was going to be checking, he said, in Zulip. Let's see if he's had a chance. So basically, I'm going to leave a comment asking Derek if he's investigated it at all. I know he'd mentioned it seemed like he was going to in Zulip, but I don't know how far he got. I'm asking if he has any findings, if he did look into it, and if not, if he needed any assistance looking into it. And that feels like a good spot now. This is a fun one. If anybody likes to check out Funky Bugs, then 4193 would be a good one. And there's some discussion in the Zulip about it. I should also add that, Derek. Another comment basically asking him if he could bring over stuff from what we discussed in the Zulip about it. Did you see this issue at all, 4193, Gordon? Do you have anything to add from that? I had asked him to open it because it looked to me like it was probably coming from the cycle detector, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, I haven't looked at it at all.
Okay. During sync again. All right. 4179. This is the one Jason opened on August 9th. Data release between array chopped and undefined used of realloc. Okay. I don't think there's really anything to be said on this. It needs. Have you seen this one, Gordon? 4179. If yes, do you have any thoughts on it, or is it feeling like?
Yeah, I haven't had time lately to look at any of these with the new job.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think Jason has some good comments. I will add one more thing. Okay, so basically, I'm saying Jason Carr presented a couple possible approaches for fixing this. 41 tackles it. Please talk. I feel like it's a good first small time issue. Mean, it's changing. It's so
You're
easy to see
totally
what's
breaking
happening.
up, Sean. I didn't hear any of that.
Can you hear me now?
Sort of.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's still pretty garbled.
Can you hear me now?
That's better.
Good. Awesome. This is the problem I was talking with you about, Red, with the quality issues with Zoom, right? Like, I don't have this problem not in Zoom. Okay, Gordon, I feel like this is a good time issue that somebody could tackle. Would you agree with that? Like, it's self-contained. It's fairly easy to see whether you fix it or not.
I think you're asking if it's a good first time issue. And if that's what you're asking, then I agree. But you're still pretty broken up.
That is what I was asking.
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me now?
Yep, for now.
All right. Fun. Okay. So I left a couple of comments on that. We'll go forward. Okay. Next, 4178, inconsistent compiler behavior for array literals and field initialization. Okay. This looks like let's see. All right. There's really not much to say on this one right now. Yep, this could certainly be fixed. Might be a little tricky, but seems like a good one here. Okay, not much to say on that. Or I added a little bit. Forty-1 75. Let's see where we left this. I'm going to leave this for now. I'm basically going to say it'd be good to get Borja, Joe, and myself on a call to discuss this to see where maybe we've ended up with this so far for that one. 4174, memory corruption via array copy to. Let's see. I think Stefan DD was okay.
That's the PR we looked at earlier.
Which one? I don't
4191.
think so. I
Yeah,
no.
4191 is the attempt to fix 4153.
No,
Oh, that's a
41.
different one. Sorry.
Yeah, that's an entirely different one. He closed one. This looks like okay. So it looks like Stefan DD is waiting on stuff from us. Okay. I think I'm gonna get gonna get I'm gonna assign this to Joe and I, And I'm going to leave a note that says that Joe and I come to a resolution so we can lock this in. Okay. I'll leave this as discuss at sync. Okay. 4153. Right, that was the one where he had the PR open for it. I don't think that this needs to be discussed during sync anymore. I did open a PR. Okay. 3580, that's an old one. UDP socket incorrectly maps to socket name. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Any comments on what we came up with here, Joe and I? Otherwise, I'm going to say that this is ready for work. Gordon, Red, have you been following along with this? Do you have any?
Yeah, I haven't followed it.
Okay. Right. Basically said, I think it's ready for some work to be done. Ooh, issue 750. How on earth did this get tagged with something?
Looks like Chrysosaurus.
No, it was from Ryan on the 29th. He said, commenting, so this gets reviewed during sync eventually. There are a handful of methods without doc strings. This is for write class string documentation, but I do not think it is clear from the current state of string documentation in the thread what there is left to do before closing this issue. Okay, I'm going to close the issue because I think that Ryan felt, I'm going to take Ryan's comment to mean he felt like that there was enough there that it would be reasonable to say that it should be, that it could be closed. Therefore, I'm going to close the issue. And I did close the issue. How about that for a decision?
Sounds good.
Yep. Anytime someone goes, it's not clear to me if this can be closed yet, where it's something like there's not enough documentation, right? Well, if you say that, that I read that as you think there could be enough documentation. So, okay. Given that I opened the issue and it was just a general, there needs to be some document.
Sorry, everything after, given that I opened the issue, was all garbled. Oh, and you're still totally.
So I was garbled. Okay, let's try one more time. Can you hear me yet? Say yes when you can hear me. Say
Yes.
yes when you can hear me.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. We're halfway through. Does anybody have anything they would like to discuss?
I'm currently working on LLVM 15, but it's going very, very slowly because they changed a bunch of stuff with regard to using opaque pointers. So it's taken me a while.
Okay. All right. Your time is your time, Gordon. I think it's good for us to stay up to date on the LLVMs. I kind of feel like, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but the might end up being short and medium term than LL15, especially if LLVM15 is going to take a while. So you can work on whatever you want to work on. That is my statement on my belief of what might be more valuable. But it is a note, I am not saying that the LLVM15 is not valuable, but just, from my perspective on that, because the current LLVM that we're on, we seem to be pretty good in terms of things that we think are LLVM bugs outside of like some ARM possible weirdness. But your call on that, just throwing in my thoughts on that for the couple of things that I know that you're looking at.
Well, yeah, I'm just sort of taking a stab at it here and there when I have time for all that stuff.
I know. I'm just, that's my two cents on everything. Fred.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what?
Okay, I just heard you say red. I didn't hear anything else.
Fred, do you have anything for discussion?
I do not know.
Okay. All right then. Well, then we shall call the meeting early and I shall put an end to the recording right now. Have a good day, folks.